Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, the 15th day of the month of Iyar, today is the 30th day of the Omer. Please continue to have in mind and to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can sign up for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Especially, please keep in mind the three young children we've been davening for, we've been praying for. Their names are listed. Chaya Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Elini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devora. May they and all those in need of a refuah shleima have one speedily, easily, and painlessly. And for whatever reason, we're on this call, for whatever purpose, those who are looking for a shidduch, those looking for children, those in need of chizik, those in need of parnasa, whatever it might be, whatever the reason, may all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered, Latova, for good. And as well, please keep in mind all those held in captivity whom we are davening for daily, our brothers and sisters held in Gaza, Irvin Gershkovitz from the Wall Street Journal, who's been unjustly held in Russia, and most recently, Arvin Itanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who is being held unjustly in Iran for defending himself. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaul Robinson of Lincoln Square Synagogue in Manhattan, New York, Sher Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Robinson fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, Rabbi Robinson, if you could recite it both in Hebrew and English, please. Followed then by the Mishnah Berach for Tzahal, the Mishnah Berach for Shvuim, and the Mishnah Berach for Cholim, all recited in Hebrew. But for the Mishnah Berach for Cholim, Rabbi Robinson will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Robinson.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and it is a great pleasure and privilege to be the speaker on today's Tehillim call. It's really remarkable. I remember the very early days of the COVID call, and I know many, many people do, almost everybody does, so I won't ruminate over the past other than to say that just contemplating that list that you said before of the needs of our people right now, Tzarchei Rabim Tzarchei Yisrael, almost overwhelming to think right now of the situation that we're in, not just the pride of the soldiers, the pride that we have in Israel despite the way it's being maligned, pride of our students on campus and everybody standing up and living proud Jewish lives. But still, there's a tremendous challenges that even during COVID 4 years ago, we could not have imagined we're being in those situations. And we know that just as things turn around, troubles come upon us so fast, so too even faster can they be taken away. As part of the words of Chizuk that I want to give, and we'll get to an idea stemming from this on our Parsha, a number of weeks ago, right before Pesach, I had the privilege of being in Eretz Yisrael, my third trip since October 7th. And I had the unbelievable zechut and honor of having a few private moments with the Biana Rebbe of Yerushalayim, somebody with deep roots and connections to the American Jewish community. And I went to the Rebbe and discussed a number of matters, including a bracha for something in my own private and my own personal family life. And then I asked the Rebbe if there's something that I should take upon myself to be mekabel in order as a zechud, a merit for what it is that I'm personally davening for to happen soon. And of course, at that point, the Rebbe could tell an individual almost anything. They're going to listen to them. He could have told me to, directed me to give tzedakah to a particular organization, perhaps to grow a beard. I've had a sphere. I'm typically clean shaven. He could have asked anything of me. And he looked me in the eye and he said, make a list of people who have the same needs as you do and daven for them. Because the sages tell us that anybody who needs something and davens for other people with the same needs will be answered. And I got such tremendous just admiration of not just a godel, but a tzaddik, of a Rebbe who can give such an answer completely devoid of any personal potential that he could have got from it. But such clear advice that gave such tremendous chizuk, reminding of a truism that Chazal say, that indeed when we daven as we are right now for other people in so much need, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillot with abundant rachamim. On an earlier trip to Israel this year, the very end of December, in fact, as part of our shul mission, I had another honor, and I went to the Yerucham Yeshiva. The Yerucham Yeshiva is less well known in America because it has very few, doesn't have an American English-speaking program. Yerucham Yeshiva is considered to be one of the great Hesder Yeshivot of Israel, all the way down south. Has Be'er Sheva, founded by a student of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, Rabbi Blumenzweig, and it's a tremendous yeshiva. And in the first few months of the war, had already lost 8 talmidim talmidim and recent alumni in the war. This yeshiva that was suffering terribly, because of its particular connection we have at Lincoln Square Synagogue, I went and I spoke in yeshiva in Hebrew, in somewhat rusty Hebrew. And what impacted me was not the message that I gave, but the Rosh Yeshiva, in introducing me, spoke about the fact that Talmidim in Gaza, and this, of course, is a Hesder Yeshiva where the boys proudly serve in the army and learn Torah. And the boys in the front in Gaza, for all of the losses that they were suffering, and in those weeks were awful, awful weeks, we're sending word back to the boys in yeshiva. We need you. You are part of our fight. We are one front, one people, and there is one battlefield. Our job is to fight. Your job is to learn. Our job is to patrol. Your job is to daven. Just like we have to show up when ordered, you have to show up in yeshiva when ordered. Just like we have to keep our Seder, our schedule and commitments, so must you. Because we're one people. And there's a beautiful, incredible midrash on our Parsha that talks about Parshat Bahar, which talks about the mitzvah Shemitah, of the mitzvah letting the land lie fallow. And Shemitah presented in the Chumash is a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. It's all about a bucolic age like Gan Eden. Of a land resting fallow and man and beast lying, sharing the land in this beautiful, idyllic existence. The reality of Shemitah, particularly in very hard economic times, particularly the times of the Mishnah under Roman occupation, was brutally difficult. It was extremely difficult to keep Shemitah, particularly when the Jewish population was taxed to a tremendous extent. I'll just very quickly quote this Midrash, and then it's time to get on with the Tehillim. The Midrash, actually, in Vayikra Rabban, it says as follows. Giborei koach oseh devaro. Quote the verse from Psalms, the mighty in strength to fulfill his words. Nowadays, we know who giborei koach are. They are proud chayalim, or soldiers. The Midrash says, b'meh katuv medaber. What's it talking about? Rabbi Yitzchak says it's referring to people who keep Shemitah. Let their land lie fallow for a year. Why? But noed shabbat olam, by the way of the world, Adam osen mitzvah liyom echad, l'shabbat echad, l'chodesh echad. We have mitzvot to do. Shabbat is one day a week. Yom Tov here in Chutlaris is 2 days, sometimes 3 days. Maybe we have the month of Elul, or a person might take a vow to do something for 30 days. But mitzvot are not too taxing in the sense that you do them and then you're done. They don't last a year. This individual has to lead his land. He has to watch his land lie fallow, his vineyard lie fallow. He's not able to print. In times of sustenance farming, an incredible hardship. and he pays his taxes to the Roman government for Shatik, and he trusts in God. Yesh lecha gibor gadol mizeh. Is there any greater heroism? The sages, of course, are not talking about military heroes, but they're making a point that at this time, gevura, heroism, strength is required from all of us. Just like the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Yerucham pointed out to students, that we too, when we act with the heroism that we can, that we must, to keep the mitzvot and to keep the mitzvot with joy and to keep Judaism strong, then we too are part of the same fight. Perhaps an easier form of heroism, but not any less significant. To be strong, to keep Israel strong, because Am Yisrael Chai, and we require all of the mitzvot and all our efforts as a zechut for our soldiers, as a zechut for our people. I'm going to start now reciting the Tehillim, and may Hashem answer all our calls and give us and our chayalim and all of Klal Yisrael the strength to serve Hashem in safety and in peace and in joy. Psalm 20. Lamenatzeach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Vagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Shlach Ezrecha mikodesh v'tzion yisadeka. Shkor kol minchotecha v'latcha yidash nesela. Ten lecha kivavecha v'cholatzdecha yimale. Neranana b'shuatecha v'shem Eloheinu nigol yimale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yedati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho yanehu mishmei kodcho b'giburot yesha imino. Ela varecha ve'elele v'susim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kara'u v'nafalu v'anachnu kamenu v'nitodat. Adonai Oshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar. Bino Desha Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchot Yenahaleini. Navshi Yeshovev Yanchini B'mag Leitzedek L'man Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Salmavet Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefana shulcha neged sorai, shanta b'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achtov b'chesed yidufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai la'orech yamin. Psalm 121. Shir lama'alot, v'say enai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai oseh shamayim va'aret. Al yiten lamot raglecho al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakata b'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzedcha uve'echa me'ata v'adola. Now Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'alot mi-ma-makim karaticho Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiena aznecha kashibot b'kol tachanuna. Im avonot tishmaya Adonai mi-yamod, kimecha aslicha leman tibare. Diti Adonai kifta nafshi v'lidbaro ochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi-shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yechel Yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed b'harbe imo fedut. Behu Yifdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Finally, Psalm 142. Maskir leDavid biyoto b'ma'ara tefilah. Koli al Adonai ezak, koli al Adonai etchanan. Eshbach lefanav sichi, tzarati lefanav agit. Datev alai ruchi, ve'ata yedat nibati, ba'orech ze alach tamnu pachli. Habet yamim ure'e v'ein li makir avod manos v'beinu in doresh l'nafshi. Zakati alecha Adonai amarti ata machsi chalki ba'eretz ha'chayim. Shiva rinati ki domati me'od hileini mirtufai ki amtso me'meinu. Tia mimizkar nafshi lahodot in shemecha ki yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. And now let's say Achenu together. Please join me. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael hanatunim batzaro b'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam bein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotzeh mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibu legula hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say, Amen. And now, of course, a prayer for the soldiers, the chayalim, our precious chayalim, placing themselves in such danger for all of our safety, for Am Yisrael. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yibarech et chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, anshei kochot habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arceinu v'arelei Eloheinu migvul halbanon, v'yan mibar Mitzrayim min hayam hagadol alavo arava ubekol makom shehem, v'yabasha ba'avir uv'yam. Yiten Adonai et oyveinu hakamim aleinu nikafim lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor yatzil et chayaleinu mikol tzar uv'tzuka umikol nega umachala. Yishlach baracha v'hatzlacha b'chol maaseh yedeihem. Yarber sereinu tachteihem v'yatarem b'keter yeshua uv'yatarem b'tachon v'kayom behem hakatuf. Ki Adonai Eloheichem oylech imachem lilachem lachem im oyveichem l'hoshi etchem v'nomar amen. And now the prayer for the chatufim, for the shvuyim, for the hostages. Hashem yirachem, Hashem yirachem, Hashem yirachem. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo yivarech v'yishmor v'yitzor et nedarei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav v'yet kol acheinu hanatunim b'tzara v'shivya bavur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh mitpalel bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'tziyem Mechoshet V'tamavet V'mosreitem Yenatek U'mimtzuketehem Yoshiyem Yishive Mehera Lechem Mishpachotehem Yodu L'Adonai Chazdo V'niflatav Nibnei Adam V'kiyem Bahem Mikra Shekatuv Tudi Adonai Yishuvun V'ov Tziyon Berina V'simchat Olam Al Rosham Sason V'simcha Yasigu V'naso Yagon V'anacha V'nomar Amen. And finally, the Mishaberach, the prayer for the Cholim. And of course, we'll pause and allow ourselves to daven for all those who we're aware of in Refuah Shleima. Let's remember the Rebbe, the Vienna Rebbe's advice. Let's daven for others too, people known to us and not known to us, that they should have a Refuah Shleima. Mi Shaberach Abuteinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Vivarech virape et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Lachlimo L'Refutah L'Hasikol L'Chayato V'yishlach Lo Meheru Refuah Shleim Yishamayim L'Barach Yibarav V'Shitek Adav V'Tov Shachol Yisrael Fut HaNefesh V'Taguf Hashta B'Agalav Yisman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Robinson. We look forward, please God, Emir to Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim call, please join us again for our next call, which will be on Tuesday. Try to make it work for this Monday, which is Memorial Day. However, I'm not available at that time. But as always, I encourage all of you, please, at this time, at 1 o'clock or at any time, take a moment to recite some Tehillim, to pray for all of those in need. We will resume next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at that time. to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.